Life can sometimes be very difficult.
We look around and wonder where God is.
In the midst of our trials and tribulations, God is with us.
God surrounds us with love and courage.
Come, let us praise God for God's abiding presence.
Lord, thank you for always being with us, even when we don't recognize your loving presence. Amen.
Thank you, O Lord, that we are not alone. You watch over us, guide us, and lead us in your righteous pathways. When we stumble and fall, you lift us up and gently place us on the pathway again. When we doubt, you surround us with mercy and peace, reassuring us of your presence through the love of others and for our Savior, Jesus Christ. Keep our hearts and minds open and ready to serve you. For we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
It is time for the liturgy of farewell to Lee and Lori Boy's family. The church is a family united by the common recognition of Jesus Christ as our Savior. We are all brothers and sisters, and for a time, Centenary United Methodist Church is our home. Like every human family, our church family is formed and reformed over time, as members are born, as they die, as members are adopted into our family, and as they leave our congregation for a new home in a different place. For a time, Boy's family, Lee, Lori, and their children, Janelle, Cindy, and Luke, lived with us. We have shared with each other good times and bad. We have shared each other's joys and sorrows. We have lightened each other's heavy loads. Together, we have laughed and cried. Together, we have worshiped and praised God. Together, we have lived.
We feel sorrow in your leaving, yet we rejoice with you in anticipation of this new phase of your life. We will miss your love and support, yet we know you will add much to the lives of those who will be your new church family, as you have added much to our lives.
We will pray for you and for the whole family of God. Let us pray. O God, you are the strength and the protector of your people. We humbly place in your hands Boy's family of this congregation who are about to leave us. Keep and preserve them, O Lord, in all health and safety, both of body and soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Our prayers go with you. Amen.
First of all, Lori and I are so grateful to God and to each one of you for the opportunity to be part of this congregation. It has truly been a blessing. Many good things have happened during our time here. I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. All three of our children, Janelle, Cindy, and Luke, grew up in this church. Janelle was married at Centenary. Our family was ministered to by dedicated pastors, Doug Pillow, Jim Nolan, Joe Carson, Rick Eklund, Doug Gonzalez, and now Michelle Kim. Miss Betty was such a positive influence on our three children. There were so many godly people that touched our family. John Mason, Byron Wilkinson, Miss Betty, Doug Sasser, Art Smith, John McKee, Dr. White, and so many others. Thinking of the present time, I will miss Chris's hugs. The choir led so capably by David Williams. Pastor Michelle's smile and enthusiasm. Garland's quiet dedication to Jesus. Tim's man hugs, Angie's smile, Taylor and Braden's confident readings on Sunday mornings, the handbell choir, and the incredible dedication to serve Jesus by the Howell family, and so much more. Godspeed, we love each one of you.
Gracious Lord, we gather in your name this morning to worship you. We confess our sin and accept by faith your promised forgiveness. Thank you, Father, for the Lord's Day, for bringing us to your warm presence, for giving us this foretaste of heavenly kingdom. God of all times and all places, we are mindful of the many who are in exile, living in temporary shelters as a result of poverty or extremes of weather. We pray for those in Texas and Louisiana who have evacuated due to Hurricane Laura. We pray for those who have lost their homes, their property in this storm. Bless them, each and every person affected by this storm, and surround them with your love and protection. Gracious God, we cry out to you to slow down and halt the spread of the coronavirus. Grant your wisdom upon the healthcare professionals to develop treatments and vaccine for the virus as quickly as possible. O God, once again, we are heartbroken by the scene of racial injustice. We are outraged. We are longing for restoration and the change that only you can work in us. We pray for our nation. We pray for our leaders. We pray for our government. Lord, would you help us to listen to the voices of the people who are crying out for healing in our country. Jesus, you are the only way to peace. You are the only way to justice. Jesus, we need you to change our hearts, to bring people from death to life, to bring revival. I pray for Centenary Church now. We lift up our elderly members and shut-in members to you. Lord, grant them your comfort and peace whenever they feel lonely, and protect them until the pandemic is over. Bless our children, teachers, with your peace as they begin the fall semester, and help them to stay safe and healthy. We also lift up all medical professionals to you. Give them peace, wisdom, and protect them from infection. Lord, help us to safely reopen our church as we prepare to meet at the church from next Sunday. Bless the three teams' leaders who are working hard to reopen the church. We offer these prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.